Thank you, Lydia. I'll be very brief. So the last point I'd like to make is to encourage states and civil society to look out for our call for input. One of the goals of this study is to measure the efficacy of current climate justice initiatives like the Green Climate Fund, climate adaptation and resilience initiatives, and the loss and damage mechanism. So we have some initiatives that already have been put in place under the Framework Convention and even outside the Framework Convention. So when the call comes out, one of the things I will be very interested in hearing from state is how effective have these been, this mechanism being in actually addressing questions of climate justice from the perspective of state actors. From civil society actors, I would also welcome your input on the efficacy and limitations of these current initiatives. But most importantly, what more can we be doing to get the right of development, the principles of the right to development, which is the equality of opportunity for development, better integrated into climate change conversation such that everyone is at the table and everyone is treated fairly and equitably at the table. One last point, it needs to be emphasized that the goal again is really not finger pointing or blaming. Rather, this study proceeds again from the premise that for any of these climate actions to have an effect, people have to believe in them. People have to feel invested in them. They have to be legitimate. And there's no better way to ensure the legitimacy of climate change initiatives than to ensure that everyone is treated fairly and equitably in our quest for solutions.